AXA announced this morning that it's to buy Laya Healthcare, the second largest healthcare insurer here with almost 700,000 customers. Let's speak now to Patricia Byron. She's chairperson of the Health Insurance Authority, the state agency that regulates the private health insurance market in Ireland. Patricia Byron, good afternoon. Thanks for taking our call today.
Good afternoon.
Were you aware of this deal?
We weren't aware of the purchaser, but we were aware that AIG wished to exit as the owners of Laya. And last night we were notified that the new owners or prospective owners are AXA. So this is good news for the health insurance market. It's good to have three players. We have 48% of the population here insured in private health insurance, and Laya is 28% of that. So it's also important to say that the new owner of Laya is AXA, who is one of the largest motor, or is the largest motor insurance in the country. So it really evidences great commitment to the Irish market by AXA. So that has to be welcomed.
Why is it good news? We had three insurers, and we still have three insurers. They're just three. One of them is different.
Well, it's good that we have a new purchaser. It was up for sale. So it shows commitment to the Irish market that we have this third insurer, third offering in the market.
What difference, if any, is it going to make to people who have insurance with Laya or now with AXA?
Well, I don't see any change, and we haven't any foresight or line of sight of any change whatsoever. We were contacted by their CEO last night and were assured that it's business as usual. So we regulate the market here, the private health insurance market, for conduct of business, and that conduct will still, level of standard will be required from Laya now, whether they're owned by AIG or AXA.
Yeah, I mean, the commentators that have been speaking about this deal, including Dermot Good on Morning Ireland this morning, said that because of inflation in medicine, and particularly because of the discounts that would have been offered during COVID, that most health insurers are expected to raise their premium when people's current contracts run out. The fact that it's a different insurer, it's not going to make any difference to people on that. They're still going to see their health insurance go up, aren't they?
Yes, well, I don't want to comment on the free flow of the marketplace, but the market and policy premiums are driven by, particularly by claims costs. And if claims costs are going up, whether it's medical inputs, whether it's labour costs, infrastructure, technology, etc., obviously they are the drivers of claims costs and then ultimately premiums in kind of a direct way. So whether it's, as you say, one backer or the other, they're all going to be still looking at those key inputs.
Patricia Byron, chairperson of the Health Insurance Authority. Thank you very much for speaking with us.